episode is one I really think we all need to hear at some point. It's called Summer FOMO is Real, but you're not missing out on yourself. Hey there, amazing person. I hope you're having an amazing day. If not, that's okay too. Welcome to the 14th episode of Keep Calm and Mental Health On. I'm Aditi Digo, your host, and I'm so excited to have you here. Means a lot. This episode is for anyone feeling like they're stuck watching life from the sidelines this summer. Everyone else is at parties, at the beach, on trips, maybe in Europe, and also glowing up. And you're watching at home, watching it happen on your phone. And if this sounds familiar, then keep listening, because the truth is, you're not behind. You're not invisible, and you're definitely not missing out on yourself. So what does FOMO actually feel like? The fear of missing out? It's not just a buzzword. It's a real emotional response. In summer, it gets louder. And here's what it sounds like inside your head. Everyone's out tonight except me. Or I should be doing more. You might be thinking why they didn't invite you, and why everyone's having the summer of their life and you're just there at home. And maybe there's a sinking feeling in your chest, that scroll that turns into a spiral, that summer FOMO. And you're not alone. Let's be real, FOMO wouldn't hit nearly as hard if we weren't seeing everything. You open TikTok or Instagram and boom, there's sunset beach photos, aesthetically perfect, rooftop dinners, travel vlogs, glow up edits, and friend group selfies where you weren't included. And suddenly your quiet night in feels like failure. But here's the reminder I have for you. Social media is a highlight reel and not the whole movie. You're seeing someone's 10-second best moment, not their anxiety, their lonely nights, their messy kitchen, their fights, or their screen time. Even though there are some influencers that are slowly starting to show this, you're comparing your reality to their edited reality, and that's not fair to you. So why does FOMO hit so hard in the summer? Well, summer makes everything feel louder, especially comparison. Here's why. No school means less structure, which means more time to scroll, and everyone's going to be posting more because they're out more on vacation. And there's this unspoken pressure that summer should be fun, aesthetic, spontaneous, and full of core memories. And if your summer doesn't look like that, you feel like you're doing something wrong. But there's no one right way to do summer. Your summer isn't less valid because it's quieter, slower, or different. So let's flip the narrative for a second. FOMO, especially during summer, tells you, look at everything you're not doing. But mindfulness asks, look at everything that you are right now. When you ground yourself in the now, the book you're reading becomes a journey, the walk you took becomes a medicine, and that deep talk with a friend feels like more healing than any party. Mindfulness is about presence, and when you're fully present with yourself, you realize you're not missing out. You're just living differently. So what about JOMO? The joy of missing out, and it might sound funny, but yes, it's a thing, and it's powerful. Well, JOMO is choosing rest over FOMO, and noticing that peace feels better than pressure, and realizing that being left out isn't always a loss. And sometimes saying no to plans gives you a night of real sleep, time for creativity, and clarity about what you actually want. And sometimes the plans you're not a part of, well, maybe they weren't meant for your energy, and that's okay. And if I'm being honest, there was a summer where I felt like everyone had a thing going on. They were either traveling, thriving, launching projects, and I felt like I was just sitting at home and watching it all. Every post made me shrink a little bit, and I felt invisible, like I was wasting my time over this summer. But then I stopped. I took a weekend off, walked, journaled, painted, and danced. And for the first time in weeks, I felt more present, not with the world, but with me. And sometimes when you're not in the moment with others, you find more moments with yourself. So how should you gently deal with summer FOMO? So if you're dealing with FOMO right now, here are some more gentle ways to reframe it. Number one, you can acknowledge it. Make sure not to shame it though. It's okay to feel left out. That doesn't make you weak, but it does make you aware. Number two, limit your scroll. Even just a 24-hour break can make a big difference. So log off, step into your world. Number three, make your own joy, even if it's on a smaller scale. Buy yourself your favorite drink, watch the sunset or the sunrise, and celebrate your tiny wins. Number four, reach out intentionally. Instead of waiting to be invited, text someone you trust and ask them if they want to hang out instead. And number five, lastly, practice gratitude. Genuinely, every night, write down three things that made you smile, even if they were small. FOMO shrinks when gratitude grows. So let me tell you something I feel like no one ever told me. You are the moment. You are not missing out on yourself. You are not just a watcher of other people's lives, and you are not a placeholder. You are not background to someone else's story. You are the moment, and you are your own scene. You are your own highlight reel. The best parts of your life, they don't need a filter. They just need your presence. So if you're feeling the FOMO this summer, take a breath. Unfollow the pressure, mute the noise, and log back into your own life. Because you belong in the now. You're not missing out. You're evolving. You're not behind. You're exactly where you need to be. And the more you come home to yourself, the more you realize the best moments, they're the ones you feel, not the ones you post. So make sure you realize you're not missing out. You're arriving. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Keep Calm and Mental Health On. It can be found on Instagram, Spotify, YouTube, and iHeartRadio. And if this resonated with you, share it with a friend who might need to hear it. Next episode, we'll talk about letting go of what no longer serves you. Until next time, stay kind to your mind and take care. Signing off with love and leaving you lots of positivity. This is a DT reminding you to keep calm and mental health on.